I am James Johnson of the Afro-American Educators Association, interviewing Mrs. Inez Holley of 130 Tremont Avenue on Monday, September the 26th at 4:10 p.m. Mrs. Holley, I'm pleased to be here to interview you this afternoon. And I suppose a good place to start would be to talk about, you know, your birthplace. You can tell me something about that, your family and early childhood.
Well, I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, July the 30th, 1894.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Beardsley Lane, which is in the east end of Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. And my father and mother, they only had the one child, it was me.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I grew up here in Bridgeport, attended schools here.
I see. Mm-hmm. What were the names of your father and mother?
His name was Edwin T. Maverick. That's the right pronunciation of the name.
I see.
And my mother was named Nanny Jane Maverick.
I see. Uh-huh.
They met in 1891.
I see.
After they'd come to Bridgeport.
I see.
And they were married by our first pastor, Reverend Devin Morton. Mm-hmm. He was the pastor of Messiah Baptist Church.
I see. Well, what kind of neighborhood did you live in?
The first neighborhood we lived in was mixed, you know. And then we moved from there to Gregory Street, just a little ways from Zion Church.
Did they have one family or apartment houses?
And I know I did remember my mother telling me about the family who lived in their house. They were black, of course, we used to say colored.
I see.
And then they moved from there up here to the north end, 1512 North Avenue.
I see.
And we lived in a little house. That house is still there.
I see. Was this a one-family house?
That was a one-family house.
I see.
And then Mr. Jordan, he was the deacon in our church. He lived two houses down from them.
I see.
From us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mixed, a lot of Irish and so forth.
I see. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Were there many blacks in Bridgeport at that time?
No. Mm-hmm. No, they were coming in trying to find jobs, homes, which is hard.
I see. Now, where did you attend school, Mrs. Holley?
Webster.
Webster School.
That's the first one.
I see. Uh-huh. And that's where the Webster School is still, the one that's on North Avenue.
That's right.
I see.
That's right, uh-huh. Still there.
I see. And all, you moved from Beardsley Lane to Gregory.
Right.
To North Avenue.
15,
I see. And this
right.
is where you start school, is at North,
right.
on North
right.
Avenue. That's I see. Right. Would you describe your teacher-pupil relationship or student-student relationship at school? How was it?
It was, I don't know. It was not too friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not too friendly to
I
me.
See.
Because I could tell, mm-hmm. you know. You're a little kid, you can tell some things. But, little things like that I get punished for.
I see.
Send me home for me to tell my mother. I remember one day, I got tired. They were singing from the blackboard, music from the blackboard.
Yes.
And I must have put my knee on the, you know how the seats are in school. And I fell down. Mm-hmm. And boy, she got mad about that, and she hooped and hollered at me and made me go home. And then the least little thing, I didn't see the things I was doing, but I got the rule for it.
I see. Did you feel that you were being treated as fairly? As far as the teacher was concerned.
That's just why I felt that she didn't like me.
How long were you at Webster?
Let me see now. I have to think about this. We moved from there, let me see, over to Putnam Street. From 1900 and it was either four, it must have been four or six, now in there. Mm-hmm. And then I attended Barnum School.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How long were you at Barnum School?
I was there. I moved from there. Oh, they built a new school called Beardsley School. You know where that is.
Yes.
And I tell you the truth, I got along better at Beardsley School than what I did at Webster or Barnum.
Now, what grades were you in at Beardsley School?
I must have been about fourth, I guess. Because I forgot him.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, I had a time in Barnum School learning arithmetic, especially fractions. Mm-hmm. And I tell you this, I had an Irish teacher there, and she was mean. And so I couldn't understand about those fractions. Instead of her taking time with me, she'd holler and cut up. And so one day she kept me after school. And she kicked me with her knee. Mm-hmm. It was right down under the back of me. And I couldn't half walk for two or three days. And I met some nice white kids over there, and they heard about it, and they said, well, you need to tell your father about it, and let him go either see her or else go to the principal about it. And they were helping me to go to school, and I was limping and carrying on. So my father went to her house one night to see her about it. And I don't think she was there. If she was there, she didn't show up. Mm-hmm. See? But soon after that, I got into Beardsley School. Mm-hmm. And I got along fine up there, those teachers.
How many blacks were in
Do you Beardsley know, school? I said, one black in the room. I was one black in the room at the Oak Street School. I call it Oak Street Webster School.
Oh, okay.
I was one black in Barnum School.
I see.
There wasn't hardly any blacks over there.
I see.
You see?
If you had to estimate how many blacks there were in the school as a whole, how many would you say?
I don't know.
I see.
Because I didn't see them.
Oh, I see.
Our people weren't spread living all over in those days.
I see.
There was some in the South End and some in the East End, and a very few on the East Side.
I see.
Now, when we lived on Putnam Street, we lived in a house that was owned by Mr. Arthur Taylor. And he was a blacksmith. And he was his own blacksmith. He shoed horses and so forth. Uh-huh. And that's how he bought his house.
I see.
And they had one family rented out, and they lived in the other.
Mm-hmm. Was he black, Mr.
Yes,
Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh. Like man, a mm-hmm. big man. Mm-hmm.
What sort of activities were you involved in, Mrs. Holly, other than in actually classwork? Did you have any other activities you were involved in, any other interests that you had during the time you were in school? Or?
No, there wasn't much in those days mm-hmm. for our folks to do. Mm-hmm. That's the reason back in the... I can't tell you just what that date was. You heard of the Phyllis Wheatley branch of YWCA that we started in Bridgeport?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Well, that's how we got involved in that. Mm-hmm. And that made it very nice for the kids because mm-hmm. they planned things for them and they had rug making mm-hmm. and activities mm-hmm. there that helped kids a lot mm-hmm. and kept them off the street, mm-hmm. you know. And then they give little parties and mm-hmm. things for them. And they'd have singing groups. I taught one singing group there in the YWCA. Mm-hmm. It was, they had I forgot the name of it now, it was a choral class.
I see.
Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't. You had to make, you know, like for instance, the churches, and you take Reverend Johnson Church, he had a lyceum, they called it a lyceum.
Yes.
And you went to that once or twice a month, something like that. Mm-hmm. Around about 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And that interested the young people. Mm-hmm. They had asked you to recite or have a paper, mm-hmm. or if you had learned how to play, if you'd give a piano selection, mm-hmm. Like that, mm-hmm. for Sundays. Mm-hmm. That interested the young folks. Mm-hmm. The kids were there, going to like mm-hmm. them Sunday, then, mm-hmm. but other activities, wasn't mm-hmm. it?
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you usually do? Let's say you were in school at Bearsley School or Barnum School, and you come home in the afternoon. What did you
just
usually do?
Just go play. Mm-hmm. Get out there and just play. Mm-hmm. Sometimes parents would buy them a bicycle, and they'd get out there and ride, and they were white kids. Mm-hmm. I'd be the only black in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. No others, no, all white.
I see.
They were in those days, there's more Irish people was here.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you involved in many holidays or celebrations or anything like that? Especially that you had a special interest in.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And Byron Bailey Circus came to town, and you better get up and go see the circus and mm-hmm. parade like that. Mm-hmm.
Where did you attend school after Bearsley School?
After Bearsley?
You went to Bearsley.
Right.
Where did you go? You went to Lincoln after them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what grades were you in at Lincoln then?
Oh, I think it was fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Mm-hmm. We have very good teachers over there. Mm-hmm. That's like very good. They were, I say, more civilized.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, where did you go for school and after Lincoln?
Well, we had graduation from Lincoln. I was supposed to go to Bridgewater High School, that was the name of it.
It was located where?
Up there on the, up there where we are now, where the police station.
Station.
Where the police station mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to go, I wanted to take up music, because I was, my mother got me a piano, and I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I started taking music lessons. So that interested me a lot. When I was little, around 4 years old, she got me one of them little pianos. Mm-hmm. And I used to entertain the people when they came to see us mm-hmm. on Sundays. Mm-hmm. I'd play all the church hymns by ear mm-hmm. when I was 4 years old.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The older people, some of the older people, they bought bicycles. It was our bicycle on Sunday.
I see. Mm-hmm.
We had an old deacon in our church. Mm-hmm. He said, they're going bicycling.
I see.
Sunday. Uh-huh. They won't come to church, they go on bicycles.
I see.
And some of them, they even bought the, what they call tandems.
I see.
Did you hear of them?
Mm-hmm. No, no,
no.
I never,
no. Well, that's that bicycle where the man and woman both ride on it.
Oh, I see.
Two on one.
Oh, I see.
They call right. bicycles mm-hmm. the tandems.
Tandems, that's, yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Yes,
that's right.
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. And we used to have a lot of fun when picnics come. The church schools have picnics.
Yes.
Beardsley Park was a beautiful place then. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then what's that other thing? You heard about it. People must have, I know they built houses up there now. What's the name of that place you used to go? We used to go to Seven Rock and take the children on at that time they had those old-fashioned trolley cars. Mm-hmm. And they were summer cars.
I see.
And they take the children up there on basket picnics mm-hmm. and stay all day.
I see.
It was a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we had Walnut Beach to go to.
I see.
For recreations.
I see. This was a church activity?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Every year they'd have a big uh-huh. Sunday school picnic uh-huh. and got soap at the Bridgeburg churches and New Haven uh-huh. churches. The black folks would take over that uh-huh. place, I'm telling
what
you.
What churches did you attend?
In Messiah. Messiah. I've been a member there 76 years.
Oh, I see. And who was the minister there?
Reverend Morton.
I see. Mm-hmm. How many have they had since?
We only had four ministers.
I see.
Here's something for you. The first minister, my mother and father was married by him. I was married by him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He blessed my first child, Lizella. He died in 1919. Mm-hmm. I played at his funeral. Mm-hmm. The second minister was Reverend Gay. And he stayed with us around 12 years. Mm-hmm. They asked Reverend Jacobs which was our third pastor, mm-hmm. to come and preach his funeral and bring our choir. Mm-hmm. I had to go to New Haven to play for the choir. Mm-hmm. Third pastor was Reverend Jacobs, played for his funeral. Mm-hmm. The fourth pastor that's there now, I played for his wedding.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So I really played for Messiah for the weddings and funerals and everything else for 52 years of service. Mm-hmm. When I wasn't there 5 years one time, I was over at Reverend Cuffey's church. Mm-hmm. I stayed with him 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. And it's been about 17 years now. I retired from ministry.
When you were at Reverend Cuffey's church, did you play the piano?
Did you play the organ?
I mean, the organ there?
We had a little pipe organ over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at that time, they were up north end here, near where the, I don't know, was it Bambi Brad or who was it? But they were on a site there. There was a little white church, and they were started in that.
Mm-hmm. Where was Messiah located?
Wait now. At first, Messiah was way downtown there, around near, and my mother did tell me, they were worshiping in a worshiping in a place upstairs. I just can't tell that site. It's round and there where Reed's store is. Old Reed's. Round in there over a blacksmith shop. Because my mother said that folks got funny about going up the stairs, it's so shaky, and some of them wouldn't go to church there. So a lot of them went down to Zion Church. Mm-hmm. But they moved from there at another site that was much better, and they stayed there until they called Reverend Martin from Washington, D.C., and then began to save money to build Messiah up there on Arch Street.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What kind of transportation did you have in those the days that you were in school?
The trolley car. You could walk to where you're going waiting for a trolley car. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. I got it in that history. Mm-hmm. You went to Stratford Church. And if you didn't get out there in time, shame on you. Mm-hmm. You had to walk.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And they, and when my mother and father first came here, they had the old horse cars. Mm-hmm. That's what they told me.
Mm-hmm. I see. Where were you doing World War I, Mrs. Holly?
Fine.
Here in Bridgeport.
Uh-huh.
What were you doing during this time? That World War I was taking place.
Playing. I think we were having concerts and so forth.
You were about how old at that time? During World War I.
That was 1917.
Right, 1917.
What
were
you talking
about?
1994.
About, was that 17?
Because I got six, married.
About 20.
Mm-hmm. I got married when I was 23.
Oh, I see.
So right. I got married in 1917.
Oh, I see. Well, that's, yeah.
In June. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. My husband was working at a big locomotive company.
Mm-hmm.
They were manufacturing a locomotive here.
I see.
Right down there where they got that big tank out there on the water now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the locomotive was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you happen to meet your husband?
Through music.
I see.
Coming to church one night, a lady introduced me to him.
Mm-hmm.
And said he wanted to sing in the choir.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You see, because I took the choir January 1914.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Because I think I got out of Lincoln School, it was around 1912.
Mm-hmm.
They want people now to acknowledge that they went to school over there.
Mm-hmm.
Some lady told me she's going to take my name in.
Did you have any special thoughts about the war as such, you know, during that time?
Me?
Yes.
I didn't want my husband to go, I tell you that.
Yes.
And he was to go in A1 in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
But the war was over, see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
And Alden was born in 1918.
Did you have any close friends that went to World War during that time?
That's what Alice and I was talking about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So she says she remember one. I says I don't remember any. But my close friends, because at that time they didn't want no blacks in the war.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They said we didn't have to go.
Go. Mm-hmm.
But that bunch of folks was cutting up in New York to go.
Mm-hmm.
They were up and down the street because I went down there one day, and they were up and down the street playing the music and marching and carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell me what bunch that was, but they went.
Did you experience any shortage of any shortage of food or anything?
I had to go stand on coal the coal line to get coal. There was a shortage of flour, sugar. Let me see, what other shortage did we have? You thought that was a lot.
Where did you live at that time, Mrs. Holly? At this time, during
World War
One.
During World War One.
Yes.
Newfield Avenue. Right across from Newfield School.
I see.
400.
I see. And you were there during the length of World War One. That's where you see. Were there any other difficulties you experienced during this time, during World War One, other than food shortage or coal?
No, we got coal. I don't remember anything else.
How were jobs during that time? You know, people working.
They were coming up here from the south.
Mm-hmm.
I had a laugh one day. Across the street from us was a bunch of girls who had come up from Florida, and the snow. They'd never seen snow before. And they were out. Oh, it's beautiful!
I see.
Oh, yes, and they were coming in here like mad, working in the factories.
I see. What kind of factories
Think they were, they seemed to me they were General Electric, and of course I couldn't remember all the names, but I know there were factories taking them in that had never taken them in like that before.
Previously you had mentioned there were very few blacks, let's say, before this time. Now, how about the black population during World War One. Did you notice any changes?
Well, it began to grow because we could find out by people were coming to church more, see? And then we would find out where they were from. And I had young people was coming into the choirs and joining and like that, you know. That's how we found out.
Did you find any change in your social life?